Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast. I'm your guide, Bernice Bisson. I have been a professional psychic, medium, and astrologer for 30 years, and have read for thousands of people all over the world. Many of those readings have been recorded by my clients. In this podcast, I invite clients back to share their recordings. As we flash back, we get to listen in on some of the original predictions and, in their own words, share some heartwarming stories, a few inspiring outcomes, and some unbelievable accuracies. I invite you to join us for a new journey each episode and come experience a little soul medicine for yourself.
Something in the air, always something in the air.
And in this episode, we hear from Adrienne, a new mom and an emergency room nurse. She is a bright ray of light in what can be a dark place. Through her vocation, she has seen the veil between life and death for several years and has a highly developed sense of the human spirit. I have been fortunate to have read her a few times over the 13 years, and she has returned to share some insights from earlier readings. However, it is the more recent readings that she really wanted to share. Predictions I made regarding her romantic partner, their pregnancy and delivery, her home ownership, upcoming work challenges, and her sister's health were some big ones for sure. And we get to hear all about those predictions and how they unfolded right after this.
Something in the air, always something in the air.
Welcome to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast with your guide, Bernice Bisson.
Welcome back. Now, we have got Adrienne with us, and Adrienne has seen me over a number of years in a number of ways, and man, she has got some crazy stuff. And so, welcome. Hi. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So, how did we meet? How did you wind up with me?
I came with one of my coworkers to come see you about 13 years ago at that shop down by Higgins.
Oh, my original shop. I loved that shop. That shop was magic. Mm-hmm. So you came into the shop with your friend.
Yeah.
Tell me all about that.
Well, it was my first time ever having a reading done, and I was very nervous, but I was so excited to just hear what you had to say and see what kind of stories you could pull out of me and kind of future you could read for me. I was a little bit hesitant at the time because I had never had it done. But you said some things that nobody would really know. And then you just kind of like laid out what was going to be happening in the next X amount of time. And I was like, okay. So that was the first time. And then eventually things started to unravel the way that you said that they would.
Well, and did you record that reading?
No, this was back before the cool phones were
The cool
around.
Phones, right? Okay, so What unraveled? What happened in that?
Well, at the time, I just started my career as a nurse, and you were just kind of talking about where I would go and what I would do. And then you started talking about relationships, which were hilarious to me, because you, like, nailed them all right on the head. Just, like, different little characteristics you would say about who would be coming, and I'd be like, okay. And then it would happen. One of my exes, you were like, oh, something about a lion, there's a lion, and I'm like, okay, lion, cool. And then sure enough, he had a lion tattoo and he was a Leo.
So that. Double lion. Oh, wow.
And then you were talking about me buying a house. And at the time, I had this cute little apartment that was like 400 and some odd a month. And I'm like, I'm never buying a house. And sure enough, a couple months later, the place that I was renting from was for sale and they were making it into condo. So lo and behold, here I was looking for a house, like very shortly after your reading.
Oh, wow. And there you go. And then your home ownership begins, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. And you said you're a nurse and you've been a nurse since for what? 15?
14? For 14 years.
14 years. Yeah. Oh, wow. Thank God for nurses.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. No kidding. All that, and especially lately, right? Now, over the years, you've had different readings and we've met in different ways. And we've developed this friendship because, in fact, in a different part of my life, you were one of the nurses for my mom.
Yes.
You know what? You're forever emboldened to me like a cousin. Because my mom, and she took good care of my mom, and my mom was very ill and kind of heading towards the end of her life. And you were there, and I just feel pretty happy about that. And even crazier, she made this referral for my daughter, and my daughter has a brain injury, and you had set all this neurology up for me. And here's what's crazy. I went to the wrong hospital and I literally had everything set up for me, for my daughter. And I had been waiting for months and months in emergency rooms because my daughter was so sick and I was getting no help and she was having seizures daily. And you said, oh yeah, just come. And you said, I work in the emergency, and I don't know what I was thinking, but I went to the wrong one. And you're like, oh yeah, the doctors. It was so crazy. It was like an angel intervened, and my daughter still has the same neurologist from that day when we got the wrong hospital. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I feel like it was just meant to be anyway. I remember messaging you going, you're at the wrong hospital. I'm like, oh no, but they already took her in. The neurologist is seeing her. So it kind of worked out. What do you want to share? Tell me some of the juicy stuff.
Oh boy. There's been so much juice, and it's so funny because I'll go back and listen to my recordings. The very nonchalant things that you've said, I'm like, oh my God, that happened. But just certain things regarding my workplace, like I work in an emergency room. So there's certain things that you have said to me, people I would run into, situations that I would see, events, emergency things. And I would always be like, okay, like that's okay. Sure, that's going to happen. And then it does. And a particular instance, you told me that I would meet somebody outside of work having to do with someone that I saw at work. And that actually happened. And it was a very like out of body experience almost, because the probability of bumping into somebody that would be related to a patient at work. And they talked to me about it.
Yeah.
Like they came to me for that. And it just so happened to be that I was that particular patient's nurse.
Yeah.
And it was just like a bonding experience that like, it was just like fireworks happened. It was very bizarre.
That they could come back and say to you, thank you. Just like I'm here saying thank you for the care you've given to my mom and inadvertently my kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that spirit really saying to you, thank you. So yeah, when they show up like that in readings, and I've had that happen in different ways where, for instance, people you work with, whether they're your coworker, that their dead person shows up, and it's only because you're going to be seeing them, and that person wouldn't have seen me, and they wanted them to know, and you're the connector, and that's what's so important that people don't realize. The dead attach because you're a connector. It's not necessarily because you're haunted. I had to figure that out just over years of doing medium work, that they're not my dead people, and I'm not being haunted. It's because I'm about to see who it belongs to, because I think you work so closely in that realm, that veil of life and death, right? Because with birth is death and death is birth. One is the other and vice versa. And that because I think you work there, that veil can be very thin.
Yeah.
And you're meant to know that. And I feel like the affirmation wasn't even so much to whoever you walked into, who wanted to thank you for, oh my gosh, you happen to have been that. I think it's an affirmation for you to know that the work you're doing is so impactful.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing is nonchalant in readings. I have discovered that even if I'm like, man, I got the song stuck in my head, or it happens to be very relevant to the energy around me.
Yeah.
So when you're in that situation in work, you would also be very intuitive to feeling the emotions, the senses, everything around you, right? All the energy going off around you, you'd feel that too.
And you said it quite a distance in between when you told me and when it happened. And that, when you told me, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's not going to happen. And then someone approached me and was talking to me about it. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, yeah. This is that.
This is what she, that crazy psychic said.
That wonderful psychic, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Absolutely.
Now, other juicy details.
I just had a baby about 7 months ago.
Yeah.
And I saw you while I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And you had been mentioning that I would be having a boy, and I was dead set on it being a girl. And you're like, no, 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 it's a boy. It's a boy. And I'm like, okay, well, we're 50% right here. We don't know. And then you mentioned months before he was born that I should watch my blood pressure because it would be rising, and that you thought that I would be having a C-section. And lo and behold, a couple days before I would be having this child, my blood pressure went up. And then after 37 hours of active, ridiculous labor, just a quick 37 hours.
I, you know, I have to say in that moment, every woman just felt you.
Oh, yes.
Who's been in that kind of excruciating.
It makes you love your kid a little bit more. Right. For sure.
Yeah.
I ended up having a C-section, and I was pretty set on, well, I think everyone's set on having a regular delivery, but it happened. And it was a boy.
And you know, it's so funny because I remember that reading in a sense that I remember you were pretty insistent it was a girl. And yeah, I was even like, oh, okay, I guess this is a girl. I don't know. But here's the thing about when I start reading people I like, I cold read people, and I do that very, very intentionally. Because when I start to really like somebody, mm-hmm. I want stuff for them, right? Yeah. I want you to have a girl.
Yeah.
And I have to remember not to do that, because that's my ego. That's my wanting that for you. That's I want that for her. And you have your little boy.
Yeah.
What day was he born? What's his birthday?
September 24th, which I was also fairly dead set on having a Virgo. I almost kind of planned it that way because I'm a Virgo and I needed my little Virgo baby. And you're like, no, 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 you're going to be late. And I was like, it can't be late. Like, it's not going to happen. I'm going to have this baby. It's going to be a Virgo. Like, no, it's going to be late. It's going to be on the cusp.
Is this a boy?
Who?
Yours.
I don't know. Maybe.
Let's see, baby.
Yeah. Colin says boy.
That's
say girl.
That's a boy.
Okay.
But mom's no. I'm going to see where the girl shows up, the girl card, but I noted something. It was a sword. You said the 18th. She's right on the cusp of Virgo, Libra. Right on that cusp. She won't be earlier.
She's going to be late, little turd.
She showed up as a sword, not as a coin. If she showed up the coin, it'd be, oh, yeah, she's coming.
And sure enough, it was on the 24th of September.
Yeah, on the cusp, because he was 37 hours. Well, welcome to him and that little Libra. And so he's the first deacon of Libra and his son. And, you know, what's so amazing is that in 2021, right?
Yeah.
2020, and so he was born at a time astrologically that we've had alignments we'll never, ever have again in our lifetime. So I'd be really fascinated to see his natal chart. Mm-hmm. But know that he would be one of truth and fairness.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be like advocacy. What's funny is even if I look at his birthday, 9/2/4, so 9 as his moon sign, as his inner sort of core. In tarot, that's the hermit. He's an old soul. And the moment I saw him, I'm like, oh my gosh, he's an old man. He's old soul. And then the 2/4, it's kind of what you do. Now in tarot, the 2 is the high priestess and the 4 is the emperor. It's a pretty powerful medicine man. But together, that's the lovers. Bringing people together will be big for him. Mm-hmm. And that's also his karma number. So truth, fairness, harmony, maybe negotiations, diplomatic, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it's funny because you told me that before he was born that he was with my grandpa. My grandpa was there taking care of him. Well, I guess he's hanging out in utero. And it's just so funny because he looks like my grandpa. He looks like that side of my family. And you mentioned that my child would have my father's name.
Were you close to your grandpa or something? Did you know him?
I knew both grandpas.
Your grandpa, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but he has your babies. See, they're waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's your dad and your babies. He's really happy about these babies.
So he listens to the heartbeat every day.
Oh, yeah. He's so happy about these babies. Are you naming your daughter his name in some way? You are, aren't you? You're giving her the boy's name because this little baby has his name.
His middle name is Farley, which is my last name. So
The surname.
Yeah.
Oh, there you have Farley. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I just thought that was really cute that you said that my grandpa was around him because my father is very much obsessed with his child.
Oh,
what? And he just, like, we just call him the joy bringer because he just does that. And it's funny you say that he'll bring people together because my family's just gone through a lot this past year and he's really been such a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's brought love. I mean,
that's
his karma, to bring love and bring people together. And that's why. Anyway, what a sweet kid. And that's great. Now, so he's showing up in your readings and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so you've moved. Yeah. And you're setting up your little gig there, which feels pretty good.
Well, that's interesting too, because as we mentioned, I work as an ER nurse, but I also started my own business doing aesthetics. And you had mentioned many years ago that I would be out doing my own thing eventually in a few years. And I was like, not a lot of nurses have their own businesses. I was like, what am I going to be doing? And it just so happened that this business kind of fell into my lap and I just had to run with it. And you nailed it on the head. You mentioned that I would be under a woman.
And you're looking at living independently, like working from home or working mm-hmm. on one's own.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have someone who's going to join you in your business.
Okay.
You're fine, girl. I'm telling you, you were fine. You were fine.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, whoever joins you, if it's another nurse, whoever, has her own money too. So mm-hmm. she's like, what? Right?
And that's exactly what has happened.
In your business, do you have like ways people can contact you?
I'm mostly just referrals.
Yeah. That's the best way to build business. I honestly have to say, like, you could put stuff on social media, you can put stuff out there, but people telling somebody, hey, you gotta go see so-and-so.
Well, For sure. Because with aesthetics, your face is my best billboard, really.
Right? Hands down.
One of our last readings, you mentioned that I'd be going back to school to get some more certifications. And I'm considering it. Like, it's a big leap to do, like, my nurse practitioner, but, it's on my radar.
It's on your radar.
And now that you say that, that's probably what I will be doing. It's interesting to me to see if it will actually work out that way.
Well, only if it's going to lead you to your independence,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's ultimately your goal.
Yeah.
Not really getting stuck somewhere.
Yeah.
It might lead to that independence. You might even think about location of where you work would be a big thing, and partnering up with people, you know, mm-hmm. you might be surprised.
Yeah. Exciting times to know what's going to
happen. Exciting times of macaroni salads.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You also mentioned in our last reading about my partner, if we're talking about education, that you said that he would be going back to school. And I, at the time, I was like, maybe.
He's going to be approached by some sort of international steel company at some point. I'm leaving it. But when he has this certification or he has this thing, this level of education, he has a big company who's international, American International Big, who is going to offer him something that you guys have to decide then if he wants this. He can say, no, I don't want to move. I don't want, but he would have to relocate with it.
He's just mentioned to me that he's actually really planning on going back to school and furthering his career, and his workplace has told him that they would help sponsor him to do so.
That's wonderful. And you know, funny enough, if we think about expanding our realities and expanding, because it's such a labor market in this Aquarian economy that we've kind of astrologically gone into, you're going to see a lot of support from work for labor to go back to school, to get their certification, get their upkeep. And employers are going to be right behind that, you'll mm-hmm. see, because yeah. they don't want to lose people. They want to invest in staff. There was some point in the olden days where they used to invest in staff in big ways, and then there was lots of movement of staff. Well, that's not going to be the case so much. It's going to be where people start to make commitments. So your partner, I think, is going to wind up maybe manager or maybe running something, mm-hmm. you know, because of his education that they're going to invest in him. So that's really very positive for him.
Oh, yeah. We're very excited.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah. great stuff. That's great news.
Yeah.
What's Dad's birthday?
February 28th.
Oh, Pisces. It's all about Pisces right now at the yeah. Pisces Stellium. His identity, his reputation, his goals, where he's headed, his destiny, some big stuff for him. So all of this year, right now especially, and so his work saying, yeah, we're going to support you,
yeah.
is the seed being planted that he's going to really start to develop, growth, get his identity. And so I see him moving up.
That's very exciting.
That's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Excites me. So that's kind of exciting. And that was just, what, our last reading, you say?
Yeah. Well, we were kind of talking about it, even the reading before that.
Okay. So it's been on the radar for a bit.
Yeah. But yeah. I didn't really mention anything to him because I like him to,
that's the way,
you know,
to do it.
Follow his own heart and not have to, you know, have any thoughts of me being like, go to school or whatever.
Yeah. But then it's kind of fun when it shows up. And it was in your reading. It's like a signpost. Just know it's a signpost saying, mm-hmm. hey, this is the signpost that you're right on path. You're right
yeah.
on your trail where you've been setting out your intentions, where you've been setting to head out. You're right where you need to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's really why dead people show up. I feel like is to make sure we have signposts, to make sure we know that, because our only real goal in this manifestation of this body of ours is to develop our soul and develop our reason for being here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really about just job, right? And so in that, when we start to get signposts of the decisions we're making and they've shown up in readings, oh, I love that. Especially when you don't put it out there. It just shows up and you go, oh, yeah. yes.
Yeah.
On the right path, mm-hmm. right?
When you talk about other people yeah. in my readings, I very rarely will say anything to them. Just because I like to wait and see.
Yeah.
And then when it does happen, I'm like, you got to listen to this.
Yeah.
And I will play it back to them. And like, they're like, who's this lady? And I'm like, oh, you need to meet this
so
lady.
So funny. I think we even, in a previous reading, something about a Coke can. And there was this weird experience.
Yeah. Okay. So very bizarro.
Okay.
You were telling me about this Coke can spinning. Or you're like, something about a Coke can. And it was one of my friend's fathers coming through who was obsessed with Coca-Cola. And she was at work. We work in the ER together. And on a night shift, she had put her Coke down on the table and it was spinning. And she thought it was maybe the humidity of the Coke can yeah. on the table spinning it. But no, it was just spinning. And my girlfriend was like looking at it and like, what the heck is that? And when you were telling me about this Coke can spinning, it was just, I connected those two dots because she had told me this story previously yeah. and I told her about it. And
I think it was a Pepsi truck. It was something about you had asked about your friend because I brought up her name. I think I remember now. I mentioned your friend's name. You said, oh, I wanted to ask about
yeah.
so-and-so.
Yeah.
Or, and I said, yeah, it's weird. He showed me like Pepsi trucks or something or yeah. like, and it was the Coke can. And well, then we got into that whole dialogue, I believe.
You, like it, last time we had the reading, all of the dads came through. Like, it was my best friend's dad came through and you yeah. were talking about him. And then this Pepsi yeah. can one was a different friend of mine.
Yeah.
And then one of my other girlfriends lost her father recently and you were talking about a necklace and a wedding and that he was going to be there to party. And my friend who recently lost her father is getting married this year coming up. He was a party animal. Like, he loved the parties. And so I was telling her about that and I asked her, what, does your dad have like a necklace of some sort? Or you were talking about this necklace and she's like, she started crying and she's like, Adrian, like I was going to wear his necklace at my wedding.
Oh my God.
I'm and crying. I was like, oh my gosh. Oh, and they were both crying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I was also his nurse at some point too. So I just felt like,
you're the connector.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is why when other people's dead people show up in your reading, unless yeah. you said you know, I want to ask about my friend's dad.
Yeah.
If they're just showing up, it's because you're the connector, yeah, and that you're, that message around the necklace and her wedding were signs for her,
yeah,
that he's going to party at her wedding.
Yeah,
I love it.
Absolutely. But it was just interesting that three strong dads came through for three of my very close friends. And that was that wild.
I love that their dads know when to show up. Other juicy bits?
Well, my sister was quite ill.
Mm-hmm.
She recently had a liver transplant. And this was a reading probably a few years ago. We didn't really know what was wrong with her just yet. We knew she was ill. We didn't really know. And you were mentioning how she would be hospitalized and would be needing some sort of life-saving surgery and an organ transplant. And I was like, okay.
This was years before? This,
yeah. Wow. Yeah, it was more so when we were first getting her diagnosed as to see what was going on. You said all those things and I was like, oh gosh. Like at the time she was still like a well human.
Yeah.
And you were like, ooh, you didn't really want to let it out to tell me what the future was or what could be. And then you kind of did. It was scary, but it was truthful.
Mm-hmm.
Right before she had the surgery, you said that she would be getting a donor within the next 4 months, but you said help is coming.
And so this is the hospital. People gathered around her. She gets a yes on the surgery. I don't understand what the three kings mean so far, but I'm going to back up to something. She'll be around for babies and weddings. She's here for that.
I'm hoping it happens soon. Like really soon. She looks horrible.
Okay, soonest. Tell me when. October.
October.
That's October.
Yeah.
Your sister. But see, your sister, help is coming for your sister. Okay? Help is coming for your sister.
For me, that was such a relief because at this point, we didn't have a donor for her. And when you said help is coming, it was just like, oof, like just mountains off my shoulders. And it ended up being my cousin to be a donor.
And it ended up being a living donor, even better.
Yeah, yeah. It just all happened at the perfect time. She had her surgery in July in Toronto with my cousin. And she could be there for the birth of my son in September and be healthy for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my heart just lifted up.
Like, yeah.
What? How beautiful.
Yeah. It was a pretty wild summer.
And so transplant,
yeah,
the birth of your son,
yeah,
a successful transplant nonetheless.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, yeah, your grandpa's right there for the whole thing, right?
Yeah, was and, watching.
And then just to affirm that the birth of your son was really a gift. And
yeah,
really, and that little old soul is just
here
to bring,
yeah,
love.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like a renewal.
He just helps to relax my whole family and like make, you know, time.
That is so great. And your sister's doing okay.
Oh, yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And thank you to your cousin.
Oh, gosh. He's
for
just
the gift of life.
Can't even. There's no words for him.
The gift of life. Well, let's wish he wins the lottery now. Let's all send that good juju to your cousin.
Yeah.
And then maybe he'll win the lottery and then it'll all just even out in the karma.
Absolutely.
Well, those are some pretty crazy stories.
Honestly, there's just never ending with you. There's always there's always more down the line.
And thank you for sharing those. Those are pretty intense kind of stories.
Oh, yeah. Wild, actually.
Well, and anything else you want to add? Anything?
I'm just very thankful for all the time that we've had to share together. And I get excited when it's like, oh, it's been about 6 to 8 months or like a year or like everything I've heard in my readings has kind of happened. I wonder what's next. And I'm just very thankful that you're in my life.
Well, I'm thankful you're in my life too. And I honestly believe Spirit brought us together. I feel like part of it was because of my mom and my daughter.
Yeah.
Like I feel like Spirit put you in my path.
Yeah.
For those reasons. And that wasn't even a thing when we first met.
No.
That was not even a thing when we first met.
No.
And it turned out to be a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like so grateful to you too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you to Adrienne for sharing her experience with us. And thank you for listening to the Soul Medicine Psychic Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and found nuggets of wisdom and magic, please leave us some stars and a review, or share it with someone you think would enjoy it. If you're a previous client and would like to share your story on the show, please contact us through our website. Until next time, stay safe, stay well.
So many years has gone by, but I think about you all the time.
Thanks for joining us. For social media links and to book an appointment with Bernice, visit BerniceBessonPsychic.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it. Remember, spirit has your greatest good at heart. Your soul is light, and you are valued.
Inexplicable, I can feel it in the air. Can you feel me?
I'm Andrea Askowitz.
And I'm Allison Langer. And we are the hosts of Writing Class Radio, a podcast, but we are so much more. We have writing classes. So if you are looking for live online classes where you can join a community, write to a prompt, get feedback, and get better, check out all our classes at writingclassradio.com.
And listen to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts and at writingclassradio.com.